Everybody, this is the Angel of Temptation, the Angel for short. I'm going to take the anxiety insomnia questionnaire by the lovely My Erotica Mind. So let's begin, because I am not one of those people that sleeps very often. So let's see what this is. What makes you so anxious that you can't sleep? Story ideas. Story ideas make me so anxious because I'm so afraid I'm going to forget them. So I have to get up and write them down. is a big one. That's a really big one. That's usually the big one. Number two, when you wake up in the middle of the night, what do you do? A sandwich, listen to some ASMR or PTA or something like that. FAP, what? In the middle of the night. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I usually do a head check on my pets to make sure they're not up to anything, any trouble. Sometimes I will light a few candles and just meditate if I'm... Because they always say you're not supposed to go right back to bed if you can't fall back asleep in the next 15 minutes. So I'll, put in, some essential oil into my diffuser and light some candles and just kind of chill. Or maybe I'll journal or work on story ideas. I will lurk on Reddit, that's for sure. Those are the big ones. Get off, obviously, that's a given. I love ASMR, so definitely that. Always go straight for the coldest bottle of water in the fridge, reach for the far back one. Definitely another thing I can do. Alright. Number three. Do you try to get back to sleep or just get up and shrug? It depends on the time. It's if I had only been asleep for 2 hours, I force myself, I'll turn on South Park or Bob's Burgers or something that's, 22 minutes on Hulu or Netflix. One of those, episodes I haven't memorized, which, if you know me, I have South Park completely memorized. And Bob's Burgers, too, now. Those are two of my favorites. And I'll make myself lay there and close my eyes for those, knowing that they're 22 minutes. And if I haven't fallen back asleep, then I do get up. And then plan for a nap later in my day. Four, what is your favorite thing about your dreams? I mean those we dream during sleep. Tell me a dream that you never forgot. I have the most bizarre dreams. And I know everyone does. We all say that. I have nightmares a lot. I have so many nightmares. But they're the kind of nightmares that, some are whoa, that's fucked up. But others are the kind that were horrifying when you were asleep. But then, when you wake up, you're that was stupid. You say it out loud and you're oh my gosh, why was... Anyways, a dream I never forgot. When I was very little, my parents thought I would like E.T. They thought I would like E.T., and so they got me an E.T. stuffed animal. And in the middle of the night, I had a nightmare that E.T. came and ate my ears off. Came in my room, chewed my ears off. I remember waking. I remember this so vividly. This is probably one of my first memories because I was so, so little. I grabbed the E.T. stuffed animal I was sleeping with, threw him in the closet, closed the door, to protect the family, and then ran to my parents' bedroom and was, just babbling some nonsense about E.T. eating my ears. And to this day, I still have to sleep with the covers up over my ears because I'm not that I'm afraid the E.T. is going to come now, just it became such a habit. So that's in one dream I never forgot. What you do, number five, what do you do to calm your anxiety? Let's see, tea is a good one. I talk to myself. I listen to music. Like I said, I light candles and meditate. I'll do the five senses thing, like what is something I'm touching, what is something I see, what is something I'm hearing, what is some, to kind of like ground myself and get myself back into reality. Number six, what is your favorite subreddit to check when you have insomnia? Can be anything. BDS, she said she always checks the BDSM advice. I didn't know that was one. Now I have to look. I'm going to admit, I go to the shark Reddit. I love the shark Reddit. I love sharks. So that's one of the big ones. I look for the shark subreddit and the, what's the other one? Funny is always just the funny one. And there's one more. Besides backstage, I've been checking backstage way, way more. I can't think of it, but there's so many. It's just, yeah. What is your favorite night snack? Is a glass of milk. That's my favorite. Is a glass of milk and sometimes some crackers and peanut butter. The cheap saltine crackers and peanut butter and some milk, but usually just a glass of milk. Eight, if you could sleep the whole lifetime sleep and then stay awake forever, would you do that? Why? That's a good question. No, I like the reset button. I like sleep. I don't get it very often. It doesn't like me, but I like it. So I like that break in days. So no, I think I would continue with struggling to find sleep every night. Number nine, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Obviously Ted. What was the stupidest thing you've ever done after 2 a.m.? Can be drunk or sober, but let's be honest, is 99% sober. The stupidest thing I've ever done after 2 a.m. I'm a good girl. What have I done? That's hard. That is so hard. Stupidest thing. I have no answer. I'm not even like keeping anything. There's nothing that comes to mind for that one. If I think of something, I'll add it in the comments below. But I can't think of anything. Number 10. Read me a poem or a part of a book or sing something to me so I can get back to sleep, please. I will try and sing something. All right. Let's see. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the sun of a beautiful day. Someday, with everything. I don't know the words to that song. I always know the words to that song. Okay, I owe you a song. Let's think of something else. Quick. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. There. That's better. All right. And number 11, she says she's a brat and commands her to go back to bed. Get back to bed, Missy. Now. This was fun. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making this my erotica mind. This was fun. I liked it. I've been putting it off the last few days because I really wanted to do it. All right. Love you guys. Mwah. Bye.